From tomorrow morning, Kiwi performers will be presenting original work to the nation via Silo Theatre's Instagram account, and they'll get paid for it. It's Silo's way of getting some money into the pockets of performers who are facing lean times during the COVID-19 lockdown and of entertaining New Zealanders who are in self-isolation. With us are the first artists selected for the Instagram residency, Frey Finch. Hi, Frey.
Hi, how's it going?
Well, thank you. And Sophie Roberts, Artistic Director at Auckland Silo Theatre. Good afternoon, Sophie.
Hi.
Sophie, I'll start with you. How is this Instagram residency going to work?
Well, we have 8 artists that we drew out of a hat on Friday, and they get 1 week each where they present their idea every morning from 9 a.m. live for 7 days, and they can do whatever they want with that time. They there's a real variety of ideas that were pitched to us.
Well, give us a feeling for that, because you've had to make some hard calls, I suspect. I saw the shout out go through and I thought, you're going to get inundated.
Yeah, we did. We got heaps of submissions, which was really, really great. And we decided the best way to do it was, just to do it completely randomly. So we just pulled names out of a hat, and we've got an array of great artists. We've got dance, we've got some gardening, we've got some documentary making, we've got drawing, music. So it's a real eclectic mix of artists.
Because, of course, the limitation is not breaking the rules, not breaking our self-isolation
rules. No. Yeah. Yes, presenting from your home. I think it's going to be really exciting what people do.
Well, Frey, you are first up to the mark, so congratulations on that. What have you got planned?
I'm going to do a little series, of presentations. I was thinking about, obviously, when all the lockdown stuff was happening, the restrictions we're all facing now as artists, especially as a theatre artist, that felt very quickly, suddenly we couldn't gather in big groups, obviously, and so a lot of people's work was shut down. And I was thinking about an amazing picture that a mentor of mine showed me of a stage set up in the Warsaw ghetto in World War II, and people doing kind of cabaret, vaudevillian shows in the ghetto. And it just got me thinking about how, all throughout history, despite, incredibly hard times, people have still continued to make art. So I'm doing kind of each morning a presentation on, an artist or an era that was difficult and the art that came from that.
How important, Frey, is it for you as an artist to have an outlet like this? I mean, you can create your art, but it's about audience and it's about getting response. So was this an important opportunity for you?
Yeah, I think it totally is, and I think it's a really awesome thing that Silo have done. There's a lot of value in isolation time to let ideas brew, but also it's at some point you need an audience and you need a timeline and a some sort of deadline. So I think it's really cool that there are initiatives like this to keep people actually creating and sharing during this time. Yeah.
And Sophie, that money, I think it's $500, isn't it? That was important from Silo's perspective too, because as with so many people from so many areas, this is tough times. A lot of our artists, tough enough during the best of times, and this is the hardest of times. So that was important there's a lot of people creating stuff for free, just go on Facebook or social media, but you are approaching this in a different way.
Yeah, for us when everything started happening, we wanted to find a way to respond really quickly because there's so much uncertainty and anxiety, in our artistic community at the moment. A lot of people I know have lost all of their work for the year. So it's a very challenging time, and this was, our small way of being able to go, here's a bit of money, here's a platform, here's a way to keep you motivated, to keep you connected, to keep you creative. So it's it's one small thing, but hopefully there'll be other things that we can offer up during this time as well that we're working through at the moment.
Well, now you have the nation's attention. How can they access this from tomorrow?
Yep, so it's from tomorrow. It's on our Instagram page. It will be live from 9 a.m. every morning, 7 days a week for 8 weeks. At this stage, it's running for 8 weeks. And yeah, everyone should tune in. There's, yeah, like I said, there's a real variety of artists and different forms. And it's a really wonderful group of people that I think the audience will really enjoy getting to know and seeing their work.
Thank you both so much, and have fun tomorrow, Frey. Frey Finch, the artist, the first Instagram residency holder, and Sophie Roberts from Silo Theatre.